Dave Rubin's artwork can be found in many places around Ketchikan. One of his paintings is hanging up in a local jazz club. His sculpture, The Rock, in downtown Ketchikan depicts pioneers who helped found the city. And last year, he and his sister created a statue of William Seward for the city of Juneau. That statue traveled across the country before reaching Juneau, stopping in many places, including the city of Seward, Nebraska. Rubin says people there loved it.
They were very excited, and, you know, gee, we'd like one of our own. We're Seward, Nebraska. We should have one. And I said, well, the foundry holds the molds for a year, and that's like half the cost of having a statue cast in bronze. So I said it would, you know, really kind of behoove you guys to jump on it. And they did.
A makeshift committee of Nebraska politicians, city officials, and citizens got together to get their own version of a Seward statue for their county courthouse. After a year of fundraising and planning, Rubin went back to the foundry in upstate New York to craft a Nebraska version of William Seward. Seward was President Abraham Lincoln's Secretary of State. He was a strong abolitionist and also survived an assassination attempt. But what he probably is most known for is purchasing territory from Russia that would eventually become the state of Alaska. The Juneau version of Seward is holding the Treaty of Alaska's Purchase in his right hand. The Nebraska version of him is different.
So he's not going to be holding the treaty in Nebraska. Instead, the hand that was holding the treaty is now going to be gesturing towards the courthouse that will be sort of behind him.
Rubin and his sister Judith are going down to Seward, Nebraska for the statue unveiling. Seward Mayor Josh Eichmeier says the city is careful not to be confused with Seward, Alaska. There's a sign downtown that says Seward, Alaska is over 4,000 miles away.
As I look out my office window, right by the Seward, Alaska sign is our historic marker that designates us as the 4th of July city here in Nebraska. And it's something that we're very proud of. This year will be our 150th 4th of July celebration.
The city is about the size of Ketchikan, but they draw in more than 40,000 people every year for the massive celebration. Jessica Coulterman has been on the city's 4th of July committee since she was 12 years old. Now an adult, she helps organize many events that day, including a pole vault competition. The Seward statue wouldn't have been possible without her family's donation. Last November, Coulterman's mother, a longtime Seward resident, passed away after battling pancreatic cancer. Her family decided to make a donation for the statue in her memory.
She probably would have been embarrassed that someone would, you know, do something like that in her memory. But, you know, something we wanted to do, and it's as much really for the community. It's to give back to the community something that, you know, maybe I'm just lucky that when I drive by it, I'm going to also think about my mom.
Coulterman also hopes the statue will provide a historical reminder for community members about the significance of William Seward's life. The city was named after him because he was Secretary of State at the time of the city's founding. Seward founders wanted to recognize the politician's accomplishments. Local officials like Seward County Chamber President Jonathan Jank are grateful for Rubin's work because of the historical significance.
We're just really grateful for his vision for this. You know, he inspired an entire community, a county, to dream. And this statue will live on beyond us. You know, I'm very grateful for his vision for that and just his willingness to allow us to be a part of really Alaska's vision.
The statue will serve as a parade float during the 4th of July, with Dave and Judith standing next to it. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.